Test 64, Section 2, Question 25. Here we're looking for what role this statement plays, and the statement is that the town would not have to spend as much as it does on removing trash if everybody stored their garbage, or sorted their garbage. So that's what we're looking for. Now it says the town would not need to spend as much as it does on removing trash if all town residents sorted their garbage. Okay, so we start right off with what we're looking for. However, while telling residents that they must sort their garbage would get some of them to do so, many would resent the order and refuse to comply. Okay, so if we tell people they have to do it, then some would do it, but some would resent it and refuse. The current voluntary system, then, is to be preferred because it costs about as much as a non-voluntary system would and does not engender nearly as much resentment. So, and it says it's better to just stick with what we have because the cost is about the same and you wouldn't get people mad at you. So this is kind of an interesting argument because the conclusion is the first part of the last sentence that the current voluntary system is preferable. So the statement that the town would not need to spend as much on removing trash if everybody sorted it basically gives us kind of the background as to why we might think about forcing people to do it, but then the rest of the argument is designed to show, but it's not worth it. So it's basically giving us the idea or the sort of foundation behind a proposal that it's ultimately going to reject. So, A, it is a claim that the editorial is trying to show is false. It doesn't try to show that that claim is false, but rather that an potential implication of that claim might not be the best. B, it's fact granted by the editorial that lends some support to an alternative to the practice that the editorial defends as preferable. Well, that seems okay, because it does seem like it's a fact and it's granted, and that fact might lead support to an alternative that would be forcing everybody to do it. So maybe. It's a weird sentence. I mean, that's just not a great sentence, but it seems decent. It is an example of a difficulty facing the claim that the editorial is attempting to refute. Well, it's not a difficulty. It's actually a benefit that would happen if we could get everybody to comply. And then it is a premise that the editorial's argument relies on in reaching its conclusion. It doesn't really rely on that as a premise in reaching its conclusion, because conclusion is just the current system is better. It is the conclusion that it purports to establish, and it's definitely not the main conclusion. It's the main conclusion is that you want to stick with what we've got. And so therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one. It's a strange sentence, but once you unpack it, it becomes an explanation of what that first sentence is doing.